All right, well. And just as a reminder for all of you young broadcasters out there, be sure to shut off the voice activation on the computer that is running the music. Good. All right, anyways. Welcome back to the Blizzard Gaming Night Radio's coverage of the BGN Invitational Tournament 5 Epic Series between Zorak and Windall. Zorak took game number 1 on Othello. So now we're going on to the map choice of Windall, and that is Tau Cross. One of the more old-school maps here for this interesting little battle. So, Desastroso, your thoughts on Tau Cross for this Terran versus Zerg game?
Well, as we have played our games on Tau Cross, which were very close, I don't know if I like that map too much. But, this one the ways are more far away, and so it may be a bit more difficult for Zorak to play the way he had played in the first game, because, well, a containing will be a lot more difficult to be set up for Zorak. So we might see more of a passive strategy of Zorak. I don't know. We'll see about that.
Lousy Dad Cheesy, your thoughts about Terran versus Zerg and Tau Cross?
Map is pretty balanced for both races. It's very... Yeah, I think it's pretty fair for both.
So in your opinion, well actually before I get to your opinion, Lousy Dad Cheesy, let me tell our listeners out there that Windall is located in the top right corner playing as the green Zerg with Zorak located in the bottom right position as the brown Terran. So Lousy, in your opinion, what does Windall need to do different to take this game to even this series up at one game apiece?
Well, improve what he did last game? Is that valid?
Yeah, but how do you think he should improve? Does he need to expand more? Does he need to attack more? Of course, Zorak was able to get a pretty aggressive position on him early on in the game. Of course, he does need to improve his play, but what else do you think he needs to do so he can improve his play?
Don't get contained. If he gets contained, then the Zerg can't expand. If the Zerg can't expand, then they slowly starve. Or they can't rely on high-tier units.
Yep, fair enough. Desastroso, what do you think Zorak needs to do here better so he can gain a 2-0 series advantage instead of being in a 1-1 dogfight?
He should be thinking about when to attack and when not. If he waited in the first attack with his Marines only for some more minutes, just like 2 more minutes or 3 more minutes for his medics to come in, for the stim to be there. Oh well, the stim has been there, but for the medics to come in, he would have been able to make a lot more damage. So I think this is one thing which Zorak should do or should be aware of, not wasting his units for nothing. And second, what he could do is if Windale goes for Lurks or goes for Hydralisks, maybe trying to drop the cliff of the Zerg player. I think this could help him winning the game. Or the drop with siege tanks.
All right, interestingly enough, this game, Windall has got an early spawning pool up, and Zorak has, however, established himself a bunker, though, right at the choke point in at the 6 o'clock position. Windall also has expanded himself to his natural as well. So an evolution chamber is going up as well, plus the gas is in Windall's main base. Interesting. So we got gas in an academy as well for Zorak with the bunker. Interesting. So, Desastroso, are these traditional strategies that you see the pro players do in a typical Terran versus Zerg game?
Yeah, absolutely. It's very traditional to build a bunker out of nothing without scouting some sort of an early rush. No. We see here something that is very bad. Zorik hasn't scouted yet, if I have seen it right. He hasn't scouted yet. He's building a bunker just on purpose. I don't know. He's playing a bit scared right now. So I think this is. I hope this is not going to be a game in which he is just sitting there defending.